I'm sure that you face the following circumstance in your practice. You're treatment planning an adult patient with a constricted maxilla and a bilateral posterior crossbite. If one of your treatment objectives was to address the posterior crossbite, how would you accomplish the correction? In non-growing patients with constricted maxillary arches, a surgical approach is often the treatment of choice. The surgical approaches typically are a multiple-piece Lafort 1 osteotomy or a surgically assisted rapid maxillary expansion, SARPE. What are the differences in the results achieved with these two techniques? Previous investigations have used plaster models and two-dimensional posterior anterior cephalograms to compare these two expansion approaches. In a March 2015 Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery article, these two expansion procedures were compared. Dr. William Yao and his colleagues at the University of California wanted to utilize cone beam computed tomography, CBCT, to assess and contrast the skeletal and dental effects of SARPE and multiple piece Lafort 1 osteotomy. In this prospective cohort study, subjects with a transverse maxillary deficiency underwent either a SARPE or a multiple-piece Lafort 1 osteotomy procedure. Patients that required a surgical expansion of 3 to 6 millimeters were deemed candidates for a Lafort 1 procedure. Those subjects requiring a maxillary expansion greater than 6 millimeters